Judge greenlit the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers.
The offer from the Trump administration to federal employees: resign now and get paid through September, otherwise risk getting cut. Wednesday, a federal judge ruling that offer can go forward. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. ruling that the federal unions who brought the case lack standing to sue, and that the district court lacks jurisdiction to review the case because of a federal statute that sets out an administrative review process before the courts can take over. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump declared the two leaders agreed the negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. The president talked with Ukraine Zelensky separately. One person killed, 10 others injured in an explosion of undetermined origin in the food court of a department store in Taiwan's Taichung City. Fire authorities say that among the 10 hospitalized, 4 had no vital signs. This is ABC News. It was raining with a low ceiling when the U.S. Navy warplane crashed off San Diego.
Both pilots are said to be okay. An F-18 fighter jet went down in the water off the coast of San Diego. A nearby U.S. Customs and Border Protection boat recovered the pilots, witnesses say, after a fishing boat got to them first. Witnesses saying the pilots ejected the fighter jet in a steep bank, hit the water, and a huge amount of water came up. Two pilots were on board and got out. They were taken to a hospital after they were rescued.
ABC's Alex Stone. The last moment of Titan. The Coast Guard has released a brief audio recording of what's believed to be the Titan experimental submersible being crushed by water pressure on a dive to the wreck of the Titanic almost 2 years ago. Listen. The sound picked up by an underwater recorder 900 miles away. The 5 people aboard Titan were killed instantly. The Coast Guard's final report expected in June. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Mostly sunny, but rather cool today. A high of 16. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. For tonight, clear to some clouds later on. Very cold. A low of 3 degrees below zero. Friday, clouds thicken with snow likely by late afternoon. Turning a bit warmer at a high of 25. Saturday, 30 with some snow, which overnight from Friday night later in the day until early Saturday morning, anywhere between 3 to 5 inches. Additional accumulations, some light snow on Saturday morning and a high of 30 for the day, a high of 18 on Sunday. East to northeast winds right now are at 2 miles per hour. After an earlier reading of 8, our temperature is at 2 degrees. That follows 2 to 3 inches of snow yesterday and 19 for the high on Wednesday. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today on this Thursday, February 13th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting
into a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If
you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from a land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Brother, listen in to the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Get a little taste of joys awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
We start today in a positive way with the Jordanaires and Turn Your Radio On. You heard them a lot over the years on the back of Elvis Presley records and Ricky Nelson, Patsy Cline, and people like that. And good to hear them on their own. Before that, we officially began the broadcast day with Pat Boone doing our national anthem. Good morning, friends. We are here to get you going, motivated, and driving this morning. Going to be a little bit tricky at times, but our good crews in the area have been out working on the roads for some time and getting it all ship shape. We do not have any school-related announcements at this time. If we do, you know, we'll break in and let you know about it. But otherwise, I would gather that they're going to try to get there and get going on time. Because you don't know really about tomorrow, especially later in the day. Tomorrow, I'm guessing school will be all right, but maybe later in the day it won't, if the forecast holds true. And yesterday, the forecast pretty much held true. I think during the morning hours, we were thinking, you know, well, they kind of blew this one out of proportion, didn't they? But then later in the day, especially in the afternoon, that snow did come in, and it did happen, and it was very slippery, too. So anyway, good luck getting there today. We're here for you. The chores are underway with the Light in the Milk House show today. We're giving you a whole 1 degree right now on the Wirtz Loren home thermometer.
Last thing I'll ever do, a heart to break right into. becomes a rose. In deepest night, when memories tend together, lay with me and put your fears to sleep. 'Cause there's no pain, no dream can put asunder all the love that binds you.
And Lori Morgan on WRCO Radio. It is 5:14, 1 degree here in Richland Center. A reminder today, the monthly Family Thrift Shop board meeting will be held at 1 o'clock today at Park Street Christian Church. Tech help is available coming up today from 2 until 4 at the Lone Rock Community Library. You can get assistance with your devices or computers. Walk-ins welcome. There is no charge for this service. And the Boaz Lions Soup Supper will be held tonight from 4:30 until 7 at the Boaz Community Center. Homemade chili, chicken noodle soup, and potato soup will be served. Also being served will be sandwiches, dessert, and beverage. Cost $10 for adults, children 6 to 12, $5, and under 6 will be free. Proceeds support Boaz area community needs. Those reminders from our community calendar today.
Thanks for the bed and board, Bob, Jordan, stay. But I got just a little bit bored, Bob, be on the way. So you got yourself a job, Bob, that's not for me. You got a house and a wife and a job, Bob, but I'm still free. Looking at me kinda hard, Bob, I'll move along. So you got yourself a housewife, Bob, and a house note too. Declining chairs and phone bills, Bob, that's not for you. Heading out L.A. way, Bob, there ain't no fare. The freight pulls out today, Bob, do you dare? Remember the good times down in New Orleans, Bob, them Cajun queens. Now your wife's looking at me kind of hard, Bob, she thinks I'm mean. Bed and board, Bob, join the stay. But just forget all the talk, Bob, about the good old days. 'Cause your wife's a little bit scared, Bob, you wanna be free. But you and me both know, Bob, you're better off than me. Looking at me kinda hard, Bob, see you around.
Hey folks, this is Phil Nee, and today I want to take a moment to salute some real everyday heroes, our school bus drivers. Now I'll admit, back in the day, I was quite close to all of my school bus drivers because they made me sit right behind them on the way to school. But through it all, those bus drivers had the patience of saints. Every morning, no matter the weather, they got us to school safely, and every afternoon they made sure we got home in one piece, even if we were a little rowdy. Think about it. These drivers handle traffic, bad weather, and a rolling classroom full of kids, all while keeping things under control. That takes skill, patience, and a whole lot of heart. So if you see a school bus on the road today, give them a little extra space, maybe a friendly wave. And if you've got a student riding that bus, remind that student to say thank you to their driver. It is National School Bus Drivers Appreciation Week. To all the school bus drivers out there, from everyone at WRCO, we appreciate you.
The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advanced sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-pin tap this Sunday.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Kyle Kuzma had 19 points and 13 rebounds, and the Bucks won without All-Stars Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, beating the Timberwolves 103-101 last night. Lillard was resting a strained right hamstring, and Giannis has been out for six straight games with a strained left calf. Elsewhere in basketball from last night of the NBA, Orlando 102, Charlotte 86, Boston beat San Antonio 116-103, Indiana won in overtime over Washington 134-130, Cleveland 131, Toronto 108, Brooklyn 100, Philadelphia 96, Oklahoma City over Miami 115-101, Sacramento beat New Orleans 119-111, Detroit 128, Chicago 110. In overtime, New York 149, Atlanta 148, Houston 119, Phoenix 111, Utah 131, the Lakers 119, Denver 132, Portland 121, Dallas over Golden State 111-107, and the Clippers beat Memphis 128-114. Grace Van Sluten scored 22 on 10 of 13 shooting, and number 22 Michigan State rolled to a 91-71 win over Wisconsin in women's basketball last night. On the ice, it was a win in the NHL for Canada over Sweden, final score of 4-3 in overtime. And that tournament continues as well. The National Hockey League USA at Finland coming up tonight. And that's a look at sports this morning.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
5:22 the time. We do have a school announcement this morning to pass along. Riverdale Schools will be operating 2 hours late today. That's the only district or school we've heard from today. Riverdale Schools will be 2 hours behind schedule. Well, let's get it officially going today with the aerobic polka. Stretch out a little bit. Ouch. All right, here we go.
the Beer Barrel Polka from Jimmy Sturr with Myron Florin, and a classic track there for your aerobic polka needs. But don't stop there. We're just getting started.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Home to me is misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here or drinking beer or remembering her. Pop a top again.
Jim Ed Brown, we're hitting it hard today. Oh, okay. Well, I better have another. Somebody got some coffee here?
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Thought that I'd just drop by and let you know that I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll cause you no sorrow. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to do. It won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you, I know. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Tell the kids I came by a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way you used to be inside my arms. I'll have another half a cup, and then I'll.
Claude Gray, there you go. Another cup of coffee, and then I'll go. Yes, we have a two-hour late start for Riverdale schools today, operating 2 hours behind schedule. Some of the side roads still a little bit suspect in that area today. We're heading toward a high of only about 16 today. Mostly sunny, but rather cool again. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear to some clouds later on and very cold. A low of 3 below zero. Friday, clouds thicken with snow likely by late afternoon. And Friday night, 19, with another round of snow heaviest through midnight of about 3 to 5 inches. Right now at WRCO Radio, winds around 3 from the east. We are at our overnight low. It is 1 degree in Richland Center at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
A weather expert says the wind is finally blowing in the right direction. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference will feature the latest on marketing, legislative, and regulatory issues facing the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. An atmospheric scientist says weather patterns are changing, and that's good news for most of the U.S. Eric Snodgrass with Conduit tells Brownfield there's a severe lack of moisture thanks to a north-south jet stream, but that flow has finally changed back to a west-to-east flow after more than 2 months, and that's bringing more storm systems and much-needed moisture.
If we can just keep this thing going until April, then we're going to be in better shape and stop worrying so much about fall's lingering drought problems.
Snodgrass is concerned about the 2025 growing season because underneath the frozen soil is some very dry ground that needs the moisture. Snodgrass is also concerned about the winter wheat crop because of the dry fall, less germination, and temperatures that fell to minus 10 as far south as Oklahoma last month. Several of Wisconsin's agricultural organizations are optimistic the next state budget will continue to fund some successful programs. Jason Muniaini is Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of Government Relations and also lobbies for the state's Ag Coalition. He tells Brownfield one successful program that needs to be funded again is the Agricultural Road Improvement Program, or AROIP.
I'll be honest, I didn't expect that we were going to have the impact from this program that we had. The nation's first agricultural-specific road program, $150 million investment, improved transportation for 15 million tons of agricultural commodities. That is a $12 billion economic value in improved transportation outcomes.
Muniaini says he's hopeful the next budget continues to support local meat and dairy processing grants.
Those two programs have really helped build processing capacity so that farms can increase their size if necessary, or that more farms can come on with new products.
And the one big issue Muniaini says farm groups want addressed?
At the top of the list, we'd love to see some rural and agricultural tax relief.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers will present his budget proposal this month, and the Republican-controlled legislature will then make its changes before sending it back to the governor for a signature. The president of the National Pork Producers Council is concerned about retaliatory tariffs. Lori Stevermer says it's an interesting time in agriculture.
You know, I think one thing that's really on people's minds right away is just the tariff discussions and certainly the concern with retaliatory tariffs back against the pork industry.
President Trump has targeted Canada, Mexico, and China, which Stevermer says are three important markets for U.S. pork. Illinois' Department of Agriculture just issued a 30-day suspension on exhibition or sale of poultry at swap meets, exhibitions, flea markets, and auction markets. This in response to the avian influenza threat. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most direct cash cattle markets were quiet yesterday, and cash hog business was steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cattle markets were mostly quiet Wednesday. Very light business was reported at 202 to 203 live and 320 dressed. That followed up on Tuesday's light activity at 203 live in the south, $3 lower than last week's weighted average. Asking prices were 204 plus live with bids of 202 to 203 live in Iowa, Nebraska, and 320 dressed in Nebraska. With a winter storm impacting many of the major feeding areas at midweek, it looks like the rest of the week's business will wait until at least today. Box beef was lower, with choice down another $3.20 at $3.1926, and select beef $3.07 lower at $3.0914. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was down 1,000 on the week and more than 3,000 on the year. At the OKC West Livestock Auction Feeder Cattle Sale in El Reno, Oklahoma, compared to the previous week, steers were 1 to 2 lower, while heifers and calves are too lightly tested for an accurate comparison with the lower undertone. USDA says demand was moderate, but movement was hampered by the weather, with receipts down sharply on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds brought 263 to 284. 8 to 9 weight steers range from 253 to 262.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 4 to 500 pounds reported at 321 to 360, with 500 to 600 pound heifers at 280 to 330. Cash hogs were steady to higher with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Those buyers at the major direct markets were generally in need of some near-term supplies after the lighter movement on Monday and Tuesday. Winter storm in parts of the Midwest likely did have some impact on movement for hogs as well. Domestic demand showing some signs of improvement, but remains inconsistent. While export demand is good, that could be impacted by tariffs. For the week ending February 8th, the average barrow and gilt weight in the Iowa, southern Minnesota, South Dakota reporting region was 290 pounds, down 7/10 from the week before that, but up 1.3 on the year. National direct barrows and gilts closed 70 cents higher with a weighted average of 89.25. Iowa, southern Minnesota was up 139 at 90.25. The western Corn Belt was 136 higher at 90.21. Pork was down $1.09 at $98.63 on losses in loins, butts, ribs, and bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 490,000 head was up 1,000 on the week and just over 1,000 on the year. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield. Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on near-term weather outlooks for South America. March was down 15 and 3 quarters at 1027 and 3 quarters. May was down 14 and a half at 1045 and 3 quarters. Corn was up with generally good demand. March was 6 and a quarter higher at 490 and a quarter, and May was up 6 at 504. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. April live was down 27 at 195.72 and June held at 191.37. March feeders were up 20 at 264.97. And hogs were supported by these steady to sharply higher cash during the session. April lean was up $1.35 on Wednesday at 94.32 and May was $1.20 higher at 98.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Kansas program addresses the lack of health care options in rural communities today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling.
Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Much of rural America offers two health care options, little and none. But a relatively new initiative in some rural areas of Kansas offers folks help with health care. Tara Solomon Smith works with Kansas Extension to coordinate a community health worker project in four southeastern Kansas counties.
That's a prime example of keeping care close to home. They don't have any medical facilities. They have a senior center, but really no health care within 30 minutes, honestly, is the closest. So they have a deep desire to stay in their rural community, and having that community health worker, a trusted individual that can meet them where they're at and see their needs and connect them to health and community services.
Solomon Smith says the service involves managing chronic conditions like high blood pressure and stress, but a lot of it involves just sharing information.
The healthcare worker provides outreach, education, and that link to healthcare community services. They work with the individual and really empower that individual to set goals for themselves around their healthcare and well-being and help them work towards those goals.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
A farmer cooperative leader says the new federal milk marketing orders are not the end of the process. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A farmer leader with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and Minnesota Milk says the newly approved updates to the federal milk marketing orders are just one step forward. Lucas Shostrom tells Brownfield.
No big surprise for us, and we advocated to our farmers, who are the only farmers in the whole country who had the individual vote. We advocated for them to vote yes. So that's the good news. The bad news is the stuff we didn't get, we're going to keep working on.
Shostrom says USDA's Dana Cole is expecting the orders to get reviewed more often, and the agency is also expecting some regional issues to get hearings within some orders. The Chekhov-funded Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy has a new board chairman. Dairy Farmers of America President and Chief Executive Officer Dennis Rodenbaugh was elected chair of the board of directors during their first organizational meeting of this year. Rodenbaugh has been president and chief executive officer of DFA since June of 2022. He takes on his new role from Leprino's Mike Durkin, who served as Innovation Center board chair since 2023. Rodenbaugh previously served as vice chairman of the Innovation Center's board. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except for cheese Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weigh was unchanged at 56 and three quarters, no sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.25 cents to 192, one sale. Cheese barrels up a penny to 182 and three quarters, but no sales recorded. Butter was down 2.5 cents at 240 and a half after jumping a nickel Tuesday, prompting 31 sales Wednesday. Half-fat dry milk was unchanged at 130, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advanced sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-Pin Tap this Sunday.
5:45, good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 16 with sunshine. Tonight, clear to some clouds later. Very cold, a low of 3 degrees below zero. And Friday, clouds thicken with snow likely by late afternoon. 3 to 5 inches of snow possible Friday night into Saturday. And right now at WRCO, we have dipped another degree. It is zero. As the cleanout continues from the snow yesterday, we have one district to announce today that will not be going exactly on time. Riverdale Schools will operate 2 hours late today because looking at the treatment of some more of the side roads and getting that all taken care of. So that reminder from WRCO, again, that's the only school we've heard from that may be changing times today.
You're gonna break another heart, you're gonna tell another lie.
Alone. They all call me cowboy and they love laugh at the way I talk and ask me where's the horse I rode in on. Then I get those longing for the country kind of feelings. I want to hear my mama speaking out of the grass song. And I can almost see my mama in the kitchen cooking up a batch of chicken and wishing I was home. I can see my darling with her blonde hair flowing down, and I thank the Lord for her sweet memories. I know it won't be long now till I'm a-hitching a ride back home, 'cause Massachusetts ain't no place for me. Then I get those longing for the country kind of feelings. I want to hear my papa picking out a bluegrass song, and I can almost see my mama in the kitchen cooking up a batch of chicken and wishing I was home.
Wilburn Brothers and WRCO Radio and a country kind of feeling. 0 degrees at WRCO, that's a chilly kind of feeling. And Tony Schumacher will let us know a little bit more coming up in a little bit. But one thing is for certain, maybe some snow. We're kind of now on that track where we're getting some snow. And then looking into next week, some extreme cold with high temperatures only in the single digits by Monday. So those of you who wanted winter, here you go. There you are. This is Paul Overstreet on the Milk House Show.
A lot of jokes and they laugh and they poke fun at me 'cause I don't stay long. And they can't understand why a married man is in a hurry to ever go home. Well, I just tell them that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. Hey, I used to be a fool and a sucker for a high time, any time, night or day. I had around the clock smile, just caught me and I would be readily on my way. But to tell you the truth, I was lonesome and blue, praying for a little light in my life. And then a miracle came and everything changed, and I made that little woman my wife. Let me tell you that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. Waiting for me, yeah.
Pullover Street and all the fun on the Light in the Milk House show. It is 6 minutes before six and 0 degrees.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some chilly conditions moving in today in the wake of the snow that passed through the area yesterday. The heaviest was over southeast Wisconsin, of course, where some places got up to 7 inches. We are expecting the sunshine to be with us as high pressure moves through today. Then tomorrow, the clouds quickly come back as the next low pressure area sweeps across the Midwest. This will bring snow to our region by tomorrow late afternoon and evening, with several inches likely, so travel will be slippery and slow out there tomorrow night. Now on Saturday, there could be some lingering light snow across the region for the first half of the day as a weather system streaks by south of Wisconsin, potentially a few inches in spots, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, colder conditions move back in by Sunday and Monday. As a big Arctic high-pressure system settles in, that'll bring us quiet weather conditions, but dangerous wind chills, possibly down to 20 or 30 below zero, so we'll certainly have to keep an eye on that. Otherwise, today, look for quite a bit of sunshine, high near 16 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming westerly later. Clear tonight to a few clouds late, low temperature near 3 below zero. Clouds thicken tomorrow with snow likely by late afternoon, turning a touch warmer with highs in the mid-20s. Wind south to southeast 8 to 16. Tomorrow night, snow heaviest through about midnight with total accumulations around 3 to 5 inches expected, low at 19 degrees. For Saturday, mainly cloudy and seasonal. Light snow likely through midday with another inch or two possible, high close to 30. Heading into Sunday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder. 40% chance of scattered light snow showers. Low near 11 with a high of 18. And Monday and Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine, breezy and bitter cold. Lows in the teens below zero. High of 6 on Monday, 10 on Tuesday. Still pretty cold for next Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, WRCO Radio, it is 0 degrees with cloudy conditions. 19 was yesterday's high, 2 to 3 inches of snow here at the studios, a record high 53 in 1954, record low 24 below zero in 1951. Last year's high was 40, the low 22. Sunset will happen at 5:30 this afternoon, sunrise time this morning around 2 minutes after 7. East-northeast winds are at 6, barometer is fairly steady at 30.04, and a trace of precipitation, a few flurries today. Just one school district that we've heard from today, that would be Riverdale. Riverdale running all buses and classes 2 hours behind schedule. Again, we're at zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news is next, sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services, and also Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump upending 3 years of U.S. policy toward Ukraine, saying that he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin had agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war. The president speaking with Putin before he spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. NATO allies stressing on Thursday, Ukraine and Europe must not be cut out of any peace.